Hi, our guest is welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from everywhere.
South
of the
town.
I'm from everywhere. Virginia. Virginia. Everywhere.
Who the hell are you is? It's frustrating.
Oh, hell no! What the fuck?
This is fucked up.
Go far, go!
Oh my god.
I'm going to Matthew and switching my room.
Little monster.
God damn, you're listening to Foul Monkeys!
Little monster.
Oh!
I'm talking about getting hooked up and some of these guys fucking beg your ass.
Let's see you. I want to teach you.
He's a slut, of course he does.
And I'm back.
Shh. Yeah, stop talking about the parking lot slut.
Stop.
Cochina. That's nasty.
You
can't
headbang too, but you do it in the
parking lot in the car. Oh, shit, love that. You're a headbanger in the parking lot. I love that. I'm a total headbanger, but only in the parking lot, okay? Heavy metal music? No, I don't listen to that. No, I bang my head. Fuck you!
And you.
I hear interference.
Yes, I hear sailor interference. Yes, and hi, this is Foul Monkeys.
Oh, we're recording?
Yeah.
This is Ricky.
This is Jonna. How are you?
This is Herb.
Yay. Oh, am I hearing Herb. Voices, or we have someone here?
We have actually someone here.
Oh, okay.
From another state,
and it's not on Skype?
Not on Skype.
I'm actually here in the flesh.
Wow. Jeez. We have a flesh and blood listener. Do we get to sacrifice
him? You have to... Do we get to sacrifice him? Like, did you go see the Wicca Man?
The Wicca? I've seen the original.
I saw the original. I want to see the new one to see if it's good.
No, it's Nicolas Cage, so I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mike says you're full of surprises.
I've seen the first one. It's like, I don't know if I'm going to like the next one. Mm-hmm.
The first one's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ugh.
How old is it?
It's old. It's like 79 or something.
70s, yeah. 70s.
It was scurry.
It was weird.
It wasn't scary.
Were,
it was
like,
just
trippy
weird.
Too. I mean, all those. How about when she was
having like the orc? That was like the first furries. Right there, the first furries. The people in that movie. You know, the people that have sex with each other, just as animals and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How about when they were like that part where she was like banging against the wall, and he was banging against the wall, and they were supposed to be them like having sex or something. You remember that part?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie.
I think Alf is a furry.
Huh?
Alf? Ralph?
Oh, yeah.
Alf.
I think he was a furry. He tried to get... Didn't he try to get with, like, the sister or something?
I know he kept trying to eat the cat.
Well, yeah. He just...
Which is...
The pussy?
Yeah. Try to eat the pussy. Yeah. With that long-ass nose.
I know, right?
Somebody'd be happy with that.
I know.
Hey, Johnny, you'd be happy with you.
I know somebody would be happy. Miss Melissa Gilbert off of Nip Tuck. Oh, shit.
Not Laura Ingalls letting the dog eat her out.
Yeah. He got so excited. Bit her nipple.
Off. Was he fucking her, too? Did they say that?
Uh-oh. But they kind of insinuated, kind of.
That's
somewhat.
Disgusting. Did you put up that...
What?
The timer?
No. Guess we should.
That's okay.
Do that.
We can watch. We can watch for it.
Let's see.
We have to have a timer up so we know to stop at 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, we started recording at like 2:30.
Yeah. But the thing is if we don't have it, then we'll keep going regardless
going,
that we know
going,
it's 30
going,
minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So. Well, I can be the moderator. Be the shower.
Why do I hear typing? This is my second time listening to it.
Do what?
What?
Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mike, we're recording. Oh, he can't. He doesn't know. That's fucking stupid.
You just fixing it now. Mike, I can't talk to you because we're recording.
Right. I can't type to you right now because it's against the rules. Mm-hmm. No, he's saying he's listening to the show for the second time and he hears typing. And no one, like, discussed it. Like, we weren't talking. But the thing is... We were using Skype, and we're using Hijack, so every time I message someone, you can hear the bloop, bloop,
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I was listening to... Which one was back it?
Yeah, the one I just posted. And
Sorry. I'm trying to tell him.
Okay, well, I'll talk. I never really noticed how much you guys plug things, like, until I was on the show, like, at Walmart. Uh-huh. And it was like, I thought about it, and it was like, Walmart, McDonald's, Sidekicks, Nokia, Samsung. We said, like, all the shit. And then the last time I was on at your house, it was like, Pepsi, like, Schwarzenegger, California, Jelly Belly,
it's
Walmart.
Like, can we we're really plug bad. Anymore? We're so fucking shit? Money. I guess we're going to have to start, like, in it out.
Yeah. In and out.
Uh-huh. It's
but
crazy,
then our conversation would be like,
exactly.
Beans.
I know, we just have to learn to quit plugging shit. Since we ain't getting no money for it.
We gotta get paid.
I think that's how they get you. They do like a subliminal, like, make you think about these things all day. Like Pepsi, you know. Pepsi and caffeine free.
I have a big thank you.
This is what we discussed
for our MySpace master.
Yes, we have a huge thank you. Mr. Mike
is okay.
Thank you.
You pimped it out?
Yo, he's pimping it up.
Last time I
he's pimping it out.
When did he pimp it out?
Not mine.
No. Foul Monkeys. Yeah. When did he pimp it out?
Why?
No, when?
Oh, when?
I didn't
he started working on it, what, Monday?
I believe so.
I asked him if he wanted to do it, and he was like, sure, I'll do it.
Because somebody else said no.
We're not going to say any names.
That's right. We're not going to call them out.
His name starts with a R and ends with a B.
Yeah.
And he lives in New Jersey. And he goes to school. And he's 20 and got kicked out of the club.
And he,
we're not going to say his name.
And he interviewed us.
And he does like the best intro ever.
Yeah.
Let's get foul.
He likes cheese and wine, but we're not going to say his name.
Right. God forbid. We wouldn't want to embarrass him.
Look at it. That's our. Isn't that hot?
I was going to say, if this turns out better than your live journal, then get him to do it instead of
me. Oh, he doesn't know live journal.
Oh.
I don't know. He might. Oh, here we go. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Did you hear it?
I like how she primes her butt.
Of course
she
does.
See, that's how you do it. I went to church camp with this guy. And we call him Moses because he looks like Moses. He has his hair and part red seas and shit. So he could fart on command. And he would, like, curl himself in a semicircle backwards and, like inhale in his ass. And then fart. And he could do it, like, he did it, like, 25 times in a row because we couldn't stop laughing. And we just, like, got him to do it again and again and again.
Almost
awesome.
Like the weird-looking guy off of Pink Flamingo with
I haven't seen
Divine.
That movie.
I haven't seen it either, but I know it.
I've heard it's really freaky.
Mr. Waters is kind of freaky.
Have you seen A Dirty Shame, right?
Oh, God, yes. Oh. That Miss Big Tits.
My baby is red eyes.
Have you seen that one?
You should see it.
What's her name?
Not the neuter version. You have to see that.
The new one is the Johnny Knoxville one, right?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
That's
the new one?
Yeah, that's what he's in, yeah.
Okay.
And it's Selma Blair.
Oh, yes.
Has huge.
Huge. We're talking like.
I mean, like, they'd be smacking you in the face right now.
Quadro D's.
Yeah.
Right now.
Quadro D's.
Well, I have a funny story about that. I mean, hey, well, I'm here. I was.
Big tits?
I was 8 or 9 years old. My mom is kind of like a
big. Oh, God, he's going to talk about his mom's tits.
She's kind of a bigger lady. I don't look like her at all. I look like my dad. So, obviously, I'm a skinny bitch for anybody that doesn't know.
Gina, you're skinnier than him, I think.
How much do you weigh?
I haven't got on the scale lately.
107.
You're probably like 150, 145? Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I think somebody's cutting some bamboo.
It's that wasp running into the window.
What is it?
Did you notice that when you walked in, the bamboo thing that was laying across?
He's got a machete.
Oh, he's cutting he's cutting the bamboo down.
Yeah.
So how much do you weigh?
Like one. I'm gonna say like 120.
Really?
Like 27 or 28, something like that.
Wow, I'm fat.
It depends on if his hair is up or down.
Right, yeah. I'm probably a little bit more because I've been feeling kind of fat lately.
All
right,
so.
Probably more.
So my mom's like.
I heard your. Sorry, go ahead. This is our ADD shit. We can never talk about something.
Remember, I'm diagnosed, so it's okay. Actually,
you have what?
He's diagnosed with ADD.
So,
and I'm manic depressant, so why don't we just go out and have a lot of good time and just, you know, just
get all depressed and happy about
it. That's right, and happy at the same time and then kill ourselves.
Oh my God.
What about me?
Are you depressed?
No.
Do you have ADD?
No.
You could be morbidly obese.
Oh!
Just messing with you. No, it could be like a condition. It's like a condition, isn't it? Yeah. In the hospital, they're like,
I'm not morbidly obese.
I know,
I'm just obese.
That could be your exaggerated condition.
Like, that's funny coming from two skinny bitches that you add your weight together and I still weigh more than you.
I know, isn't that something?
Fuckers. Oh, let me call Mike. It's going.
It's not good.
Alright, so we were in JCPenney. And I was like 8 or 9 years old, and my mom's like, oh, help me look for this size. And she shows me the number. So she goes off and she looks in one direction because it's a fucking huge store. My dad goes off in this direction. We split up. It's like Scooby-Doo. So I find the thing, and I'm like.
Plug.
Exactly.
Two places already.
I find the thing, and I yell at the top of my lungs because I was 8. I didn't fucking know. I was like. Here, Mom, I found it in 64D! Or whatever. I think it was 64D. It was like something ridiculous like that. It was like 60D. She used to be much bigger than she is now. And she like smacked the shit out of me, but it was fun. So anyway, big tits. There we go.
Don't I sound better than I did on Sunday?
Yeah. I sound worse now.
Oh, my God.
You got me sick.
Jesus. How'd I get you sick?
We're in the same.
I can't help it. I coughed.
Dead air.
Yeah. Crickets.
Do you guys have a soundboard? Did I ask you
that?
You should get. I could so be that guy who does it. Like,
but we don't have. See, the thing is that when we have, like, if we're not in the same room. If I play sounds, Johnny's like, because he can't hear it. She can't hear it.
Right.
But if we're in the same room, then we can hear it.
I could fix that.
Or if we, like, know what we're going to listen to, then we can, like, preset them up to where
it's
like,
but that's still not funny, though, for the person that
can't
hear it.
Well, if, like, that one we did, where we both played at the same time.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you guys ever listen to Loveline? Another plug. The producer, not the producer, the guy in the background, he does all the sound effects, he does all the commercials, Anderson, I don't know, I used to listen to it a lot, but he's like, they have like a second delay on it, so when people cuss, they can block it out, but, you know, somebody will say, you know, waterfalls or something, or thunderstorms, and like, in half a second, he's like, bam, thunderstorm noise, and it's like, awesome. I don't know, it makes it that much funnier, because he just has like all these clips of Drew and Adam saying stuff that they're not, you know, like somebody will, you know, be like really heartfelt.
We're not funny.
What?
I guess Roy was right when he just flips through the shows.
I know.
No, it just, it helps though, it helps.
Yeah.
Like, especially stuff that you guys say all the time, like your burp, we could have that like on a button, and we could just do a couple of them at once or something. I don't know.
Burr, burr, burr.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
We get farty ass girl.
Oh,
we get her part where she,
did you
hear
it?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking fag.
So, do you want to talk about your week in Florida so far?
Sure. It's wet and hot, and I have no money, but that's Florida.
Okay. TMI.
And sticky.
Yeah.
TMI. Oh, wet.
What?
It was raining.
Okay.
So,
it's a pretty good lube, ain't it?
Shockingly,
no, like, it only takes a little.
You didn't. Oh, he didn't see that. Only the three people saw the video, but it's funny because Gina's like holding the lube bottle. What was that?
You feel it?
Was that the fattest, skinniest woman in the world knocking down shit? But anyway, Gina's holding the bottle during the video, and he puts it down, and then he's like. It was funny.
Lubricated.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about lube. It's too It's too greasy. It's like when I, you know, it's like I went to McDonald's or something.
And just slapped a big old burger up on it?
Yeah, and then afterwards it's like, and then you wash your hands. Meat.
So, since you have experience in that lube, which we're not going to say because no more plugs.
Right.
Now you guys going to go over
does
the
does it stay slippery the whole time?
Oh, yes it does. Okay. About an hour. You can go use it for an hour. Well, then just like, put some more on it. Because like it starts conditioning the skin. Okay. It's a skin conditioner.
Like lotion?
Okay. Yeah, it's like lotion.
Like oil
it conditions the skin.
Oh, lotion,
plugged.
Lotion.
Oh, plugged again.
I'm sorry.
He said oil of Hawaii.
I love plugging.
Ooh. That's why I was wet.
Sounds like Florida.
Well, you know, you are on the dick right now. You're on the dick between two balls. You probably haven't heard that episode.
No, I have.
Was that the second episode?
No, you guys said it again later.
Yeah. It was funnier, though, the first time we said it.
Alright, well, I'll go listen.
I think it was the first. Was it the pilot?
I don't know.
We've done so many shows. It's so confusing. I don't know what the fuck we've talked about.
Everything.
I guess we're getting kind of boring.
I think so.
Do the listeners think we're boring? Maybe we maybe they'll email us and tell us.
I think we should have a live show. I mean, like, invite people to come see us.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
And then call people like
Ryan,
right then.
I forgot to get Ryan and Fur to sign the table.
Yeah.
I forgot to get you to sign the table.
I gotta do it.
But,
a Sharpie.
The only thing is, you know, nobody will come.
Right. Well, we have how many listeners in Florida?
Four.
We do.
Yeah, me, you, and two other people.
Who's the other two people?
That new person and...
What new person?
Okay.
What about Angel?
Who?
What about Angel?
Angel. Oh, we have Angel.
And Samantha, you know, for that one episode.
Oh, Mary Sue Ellaloo.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he listens. Just like everybody else. No, I don't listen. Don't have time.
I don't listen, but I'll be on your show.
I know, right?
You were way too popular with that.
Speaking of the devil. Sorry, we can't answer your call right now. He,
Let's get foul.
Yeah.
Let's get foul.
So, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, you asked me how my trip was.
Yeah.
Gina didn't know I'm from Florida. I was born and raised in Miami.
It was gangsta.
It was gangsta. I miss Florida, but I would never live in Miami again. But I like it here. It's pretty cool.
You like it in Lakeland?
Yeah. It's different. It's small, but...
Lakeland?
Yeah, your neighborhood looks like a... Your neighborhood looks like a bungalow.
It's not that bad.
It's like a... It's like Louisiana.
It could be worse. It could be, like, right outside Gainesville.
Yeah. Or, you know, Arkansas.
Like, outside Gainesville. It's, like, nothing.
Oh, really?
Mm. And it gets cold up there.
Or it could be, like, Orlando, where it's all, like, racist white supremacist people outside Disney World. That's all Orlando
and
is.
Inside.
It is. Yeah.
He's going to have a fix. I answer the phone.
He's going to call you white.
But, yeah, Orlando's huge.
I hate Orlando.
Disney World's the only reason to go.
I hate it.
And then, like, St. Cloud and that whole outside area. I don't know. It's
Kissimmee.
There's weird, like, white supremacist people there. I don't know.
Kissimmee.
We went to a cafe. It was, like, the cool coffee cafe, and it was all K's, and me and my mom were like,
what's that?
Shit.
I think it's cellular. That's generally what you get whenever either a phone's fixing a ring or there's some kind of cellular in it.
Fixing?
Fixing.
Yeah. Fitting the ring.
Have you heard any of that since you've been here?
Fitting?
Fitting and fixing?
Fixing.
I've heard not
fixing.
But I've heard that before. My friends have it.
What the fuck is that? It's music.
Wait, I can't do that.
What's going on?
It's only with you guys, because you guys have the wireless ones.
Oh, that's not us.
Must
be the wireless.
We're not being affected, right?
No. Okay. I think it probably is our wireless with the cell phone.
Well, hopefully, or else it'll just turn out a bunch of beeps when no one gets recording.
Guess what we're having for dinner? Publix subs.
Yeah, I haven't been to Publix in years. Wow. Ricky works at Publix, as I'm sure everybody knows, and I went there, the other day, but they have this huge mural on the wall with, like, a collage of all these pictures of all the different Publixes. And like in four of the pictures is the Publix that I grew up going to when I was a kid, and it's the one with like the, it has like a big V in the front and like neon lights that go up and down. It's like on South Dixie Highway in Miami. But
if it's multiple Publix, wouldn't it be like Publix High?
Publi.
It'd be like Cacti.
That's hot. Publi.
Would they like?
It'd be like Vertices.
Serving people is their pleasure.
I know, serving people are their is their pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they even say it on their phone.
Did the guy die?
Yeah, he's been dead for a while.
He's been dead for a while.
He was probably getting served.
I'm sure he was.
Pleasurably.
Pleasurably. Well, did you see the trophy out there? It says 50 years of pleasure. I was like, no way. I took a picture with
like
my phone.
When you call a Publix or the corporate office, it's we're serving you as our pleasure.
That's why they put a big cake up there, big birthday cake, because it's so gay.
Wait, so how can you have that ring if that's like Bergie blah blah blah, and it's like licensed and blah blah blah?
Because I downloaded it.
Yeah, but we don't know that. There's lots of phones you can put
because on. I downloaded it.
All right.
Did you?
No,
I
did.
Downloaded it.
No, I know you did too, but
from
I mean,
Verizon Wireless.com. Oh.
Plugs. Have to rename this the plug cast.
Have you been to the nice Chinese woman since we were last recording together at the restaurant?
Oh, luckily I didn't get the bitch. I got the nice one.
That's
and I thought it was the bitch when I walked in, so I kind of like didn't even pay any attention, too much attention to her other than giving her stuff. And then when she said thank you, I'm like, I looked up. I'm like, oh, it's you, the nice one.
You should said, do you have any hot and sour soup?
No, right. She would have been
this.
The one that she would have went like, oh, sure, you want some? She wouldn't have been like, yeah.
Hot and sour. Well, the last bitch we talked to, she.
You should have been like, oh, well, I didn't know it was you. You guys all look the same.
We called in our order together.
Yeah.
And we get there and we're like, well, can we separate it? And how about you would have thought it was World War III?
She was not happy. When
she was pissed. She, like, and she charged me an extra 50 cents. But we've talked about that.
She's like,
and it's not like we told her we wanted on
the
bill.
She's like, you white boy, ugly. You get 50 cents extra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She might as well have with that fucking look she gave me.
And then there was some hot and sour soup sitting there, so I just questioned her if they carried it. Yeah.
Oh,
didn't even say, would you like some?
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Bye.
Good thing we didn't ask for anything else, huh?
She would have been like, I cost you money for
and she was hitting that key, she was hitting that drencher like,
I know. She's a bitch. Yeah, well, I'm telling you.
That woman on the highway was so funny. I'm sorry.
Which one?
I'm like still laughing. The woman I talked about in the last show. The one that like was like a race car driver and then she slowed down.
Oh,
was like,
yeah.
I go too fast. I slowed down.
Just like this.
Yeah, like we watched her go. And
oh.
We watched her go. Yeah,
it was. Oh. Oh.
Is it messing up?
Oh, there we go. No, they go out every now and then.
Oh, yeah, if we get like too loud in the microphone.
Yeah.
Where'd you buy those? Or, yeah, don't even talk about it. Never mind.
Well,
at
I
that
can,
store. That's,
well, I can. Yeah, because I don't think they're like really a name brand.
Yeah. Like
I got them at a flea market, put it that way.
Oh, okay.
I won't say which one, but I got them at a flea market.
Is it the only one in Lakeland?
No, this was somewhere else. This was out of city.
Is it the Fort Lauderdale one?
No.
Is it a black
Have you ever
flea
been
market?
To that one?
Huh?
Is it a flea black market or a black flea market?
A black market?
No, it's actually kind of a nice one. It's down in Bradenton, I think.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. I think it's Bradenton or Sarasota.
Oh.
It's huge.
Where is Sarasota? I always forget.
That's where we went to the beach. Indian Rocks.
I thought it was...
No, that's Clearwater. No, that's St. Pete.
Yeah, that's St. Pete.
Where's Indian like Rocks Beach? I don't know. Gina, what the fuck? You're from here and you don't know where it is.
I didn't know where Sarasota's from, but I'm from Miami. I don't know. We call that a whole thing Miami down there. Like Fort Lauderdale.
Welcome
and
to Miami.
All that. It's all Miami.
Fort Lauderdale's not even close to Miami. It's like a 40-minute drive.
It's called Miami now.
Miami. Moves over Miami.
Miami. Hello,
it should be called Miami.
Miami.
Like permanently.
Miami.
Yeah.
For real. Because when you go down there, everyone speaks Spanish.
Yeah,
Like you go to McDonald's.
See,
uno,
not
numero.
Even...
Uno? Or, you know, they're like, yeah. K... I don't know what the fuck they're saying. They're saying, would you like a number one? I know that. I don't know how to say it.
I could figure it out, but...
Gays okay, Roy Cup, can you tell us how to say that?
Latin people, we need your input. No, it's not even that bad. It's worse. It's like you go into the bank and they're handling your U.S. American dollars, but none of them speak English in the entire building, and it's like,
yeah, it's
dude,
like
that's my money.
Convenience
shit.
Stores, yeah.
Yeah.
You go in there and they're just like,
they're speaking Arabian.
And it's like,
yeah.
And there's no signs in there in English. It's all in Spanish.
Yeah.
It's like,
and the street signs are doing Spanish now too, like both. And yeah, people in Phoenix think it's bad. They think we have too many Mexicans. I'm like, girl, you don't even know. Seriously.
Girl, you don't know. Mm-hmm. So, we're not into it.
No. The shooting, the killing is not
good. Oh, yeah, talk about the killing in Lakeland.
I guess we could do that.
It's since, local news.
Don't
since
sound
it's,
so.
Since it's been going on for about...
4.5 hours now?
Shit, longer than that. It started like 11.
At
11.
Oh, they're still like at large?
No, it started like 11:30.
And then y'all didn't know until 2?
No, we found out about shortly after it happened.
Uh-huh.
But then,
did y'all hear the gunshots?
No, but we were sitting out there and we walked outside. There were these helicopters hovering outside.
Uh-huh. What the fuck?
Wait, we're how close to here?
I actually
went
well, about 10
where they
10
were is like... Less than a mile from where they were. Because
I saw a bunch of helicopters earlier when I was...
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
I work about 10 minutes from here, and it's probably about a minute.
Wow. Kevin said he thinks every police officer in the state of Florida went there.
I think so. Because they
did
had
the two
poll
guys
count?
Die? The two police
just
officers
one
died?
Of them so far. One of them did.
And the
other
did
guy
the dog
die? I'm not sure.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm not sure.
Poor dog.
I'm surprised PETA doesn't go
or
after...
Or how you say it, poor Dougie.
Poor Dougie. I'm surprised PETA doesn't go after police for using dogs and putting
yeah,
them
since they don't
such.
Pay the dogs to
right,
do
they
work.
Don't pay them and, you know, they put
they
them in
they don't help
danger.
Their families when they die.
That's right. They don't support the puppies. All their cheering.
Ooh, that was me. That was good.
Wow.
There, babies.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have a
I
litter.
I need to get one now.
You what?
You know they have a litter, so it's
yeah.
Like, you know. That's some hell of a child support.
Well, if all the policemen went there, then Miami's in some deep shit. They're in some... They're in some
Vice City.
Some culo, right?
Now's the perfect time to rob a bank.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't
yeah.
Because you'd be speaking English and the people can't fucking understand it.
Yeah, you'd be like, get down! They'd be like, come on!
Come on! A dinero. Me dinero.
Oh. And the policemen come in, freeze!
They'd be speaking Spanish, and you couldn't understand what
yeah.
The fuck they were saying.
Jalta. What?
They'd be like, frio.
Jalta. I don't speak Spanish. Jalta.
Fuego.
Fuego.
What's Columbine? What's going on?
Oh, it's Geraldo.
Oh.
Oh, so yeah, so tell...
No one takes him seriously anymore.
I mean, are people going to know? Because not everybody's from Lakeland.
No, but I'm sure it's probably going to be on national news since a policeman was shot.
Yeah, like, because that same thing happened where I'm from in Virginia.
Right, yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago. Was that fat ass? That's music. Oh, well. Yeah, the same thing. He shot a police officer and went through a hospital and shot a bunch of people. And,
right. So, it'll be on national.
I think he watched too much of that movie that just came out that I'm totally not going to plug. It's the real fast one where the guy has to stay alive
right,
because
yeah.
He dies
with
the
and
heart rate goes down.
It's a drug.
It's crazy. Go
did you
see
it?
It.
What?
Did
you see it?
Fucking
the drug movie? No.
It is crazy. Like
really?
I've not been
well,
on my edge of the seat
so
like
probably.
That.
I probably won't uh-huh. Watch it.
Oh, he's naked in it too.
All the way? Do you get to see like ass?
And penis?
You see balls and ass.
Hell yeah!
I'm definitely seeing that
on the
shit.
Back.
Oh,
and he does this chick
fine.
In the middle of this,
and his balls were hitting her.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
He does this chick in the middle of this crowded street with all these Chinese people, and they're like, ay ay ay, you know, hey girl, and whatever. They make Spanish with the Chinese right there.
That's just like
it
Alexander.
That's. That's our warning that we have.
Can they hear it on the show?
5 minutes.
They'll probably be able to hear it through these microphones.
Ow.
So yeah, we got 3 minutes. So anyway, so yeah.
But anyway, go see somebody. It. It's crazy. That's like the most fun I've had at a movie.
Jason Statham, got to see his ass.
Yeah. Mm. Jackass 2 was good too, but it was gross.
Ew. I want to see that.
I don't do gross stuff. Doesn't.
It was
so gross. Herb, you want to take us out?
We still have. Oh, I guess not. I guess we need to start going.
You don't know what this stuff do.
Well, somebody else needs to do the phone number. I can do the email.
Okay, we'll do the phone number.
We'll do the phone number.
He's like called it like a million times.
I know. He should know that shit.
It's in my phone. It's programmed. In my
T-Mobile look in your fucking phone.
No, I will.
It will be guys. We'll give you the phone number.
So while you're looking for it.
Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, so everybody go to
phone. If you'd like to get a hold of.
If you'd like to get a hold of Ricky and Gina, or Tina and Ariel, or Herb for the next 2 days. Call up Foul Monkeys. It's 206-984-3685.
Which spells?
Foul.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I figured that out. I'm just joking. Or visit us online at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
No.
Email us. It's mine. You know what I mean.
Not visit us.
Visit our mail. Visit our mailbox. Visit your mailbox.
Yeah. Come on. And you can also see us at
iTunes.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Yeah.
And you can also go to iTunes and please leave us a review.
Yes.
Oh, you can join our MySpace page now.
And guess what? Which I think we'll probably announce this beforehand, but y'all hear it now. You can get our ass on mobile phone too now.
Oh, did you figure it out?
Well, I can't. Verizon can't get the shit, but other people I'm sure can get it. If you just go on the, what is it? Pod to Mobe. pod2mob.com. And you can sign up for it. It shows y'all the listener, all the available ones.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Like, to download?
Yeah.
Doesn't take any minutes?
Nope.
That's pretty cool. So.
Check it out. And MySpace, Frapper Map. Mm-hmm. We need some more people on our Frapper Map.
Yes, we do.
It's getting kind of sad.
And I'm sorry, but Frapper looks it's stupid.
The
now.
New Frapper? I haven't seen it yet.
I can't stand it. I hate it.
I haven't seen it.
It's like how LiveJournal keeps changing their look. I don't like the new ones on that.
I mean, whenever you go to zoom in or zoom out to find out.
Oh.
I guess we should go. Anyway, when you zoom in, zoom out, it takes a minute for the icon to reshuffle back to their position.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
crazy. Okay, well, thanks for being on the show.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, sir, and sir. And sir, and sir. And
ma'am.
And ma'am. And sir.
Oh, there's a... That's supposed to be our 2 minute warning, right?
I know, right? We're late, so... Oh, well.
So, okay, everybody have a good week.
Yes.
This is episode...
Whatever.
49, I think, 49, or something. I don't know, 48, 49.
So, yeah, I think it's
49. So, have a good week.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you later.
Yes.
Fuck.
You. Fuck you.
You.